Last spring, the New Jersey State Museum in Trenton opened an exhibit highlighting the natural ecosystems that crisscross the state. Called Ecosystems at Risk, it tracks how humans are trying to protect the Garden State's endangered species. WHYY's Peter Crimmins went into the wilds of New Jersey to have a look.
So we're kind of coming into this gravel pit area. There's a bunch
I'm walking through Lizard Tail Swamp in the lower part of South Jersey near Cape May with Robert Sums. He's with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. We are somewhere between the Pine Barrens and the Atlantic coastal ecosystems.
And you can see that we got a sunny gap here, more grass, more vegetation. It's more like kind of open, a little bit more savanna-like.
Sums is on the lookout for the frosted elfin butterfly. It's a tiny guy, about the size of your thumbnail, who thrives in these middling areas that are not quite forests and not quite meadows. These are places that used to be more plentiful when the Pine Barrens would burn more often. Fires would temporarily eliminate the forest canopy, creating habitats for small shrubs and animals like the elfin butterfly. The forest would eventually return, but not before another fire somewhere else made another clearing. Now, despite controlled burns and occasional wildfires, the forest is simply not allowed to burn as much as it used to. So the frosted elfin butterfly has found its foothold in other places, weird places, like gravel pits, railroad corridors, and right-of-ways cut through forests for electrical utility lines.
This is kind of like a marginal site. The poor butterflies are hanging on here because this is the best thing we got going on here, so we'll make do.
The plight of New Jersey's animals and the efforts people make to help them are the subjects of a wide-ranging exhibition called Ecosystems at Risk at the New Jersey State Museum in Trenton. The exhibition highlights several DEP projects, including managing culverts to help bobcats cross underneath highways, building bird boxes that help kestrel hawks survive the invasive European starling, and fish ladders in the Raritan River that allow shad to evade dams and spawn upstream. Despite being the country's most densely populated state, curator Dana Arrett says New Jersey is bursting with wildlife.
A lot of times New Jersey gets a bad rap, but there are amazing diversity of plants and animals in our state. And I think sometimes we just get too buried in our iPhones and our iPads to notice the natural world around us.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.